not the day. Lisa Brady, Fox News. A grand jury investigating former President Donald Trump in New York City will not meet after all.
Multiple court sources confirmed to Fox News a scheduled proceeding where there may have been witness testimony is canceled, and the grand jury has been told to be on standby for Thursday. So far, no reason has been given for putting off the session. The jury members heard from lawyer Robert Costello earlier this week. His testimony sought to discredit the earlier appearance of former Trump attorney and fixer Michael Cohen, who claimed to facilitate hush money payments to porn actress Stormy Daniels.
Fox's Gernal Scott. No meeting means no decision today on a possible Trump indictment in that probe. The Fed has to take a vote that got tougher after the failure of two U.S. banks, raising concern about the banking system as the central bank tries to keep fighting inflation. The latest rate hike decision due an hour from now. One West Coast bank says it's taking proactive steps to boost its liquidity.
PacWest Bancorp says it has decided not to raise additional capital after receiving money from a private backer and federal loans. PacWest says it has borrowed from the federal government and received a $1.4 billion injection from Atlas Partners.
Fox's Jenny Cosola. The Norfolk Southern CEO says the railroad is making good on its promises, cleaning up from a toxic train wreck in Ohio and looking ahead.
We're in the planning stages of developing a long-term medical compensation fund, a property value assurance program, and a longer-term water testing program.
CEO Alan Shaw at the latest Senate hearing as Ohio Governor Mike DeWine urges Congress to act.
I urge the Senate and House to swiftly act to improve the safety of our railroads.
Appearing remotely from East Palestine, America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A hearing on the State Department budget, focusing in part on the bigger picture and the war in Ukraine.
Republican senators focused their conversations with Secretary Antony Blinken on worries about rising tensions. Senator Marco Rubio said the world has changed. The U.S. is no longer the only world superpower. He asked, what if American values aren't as relevant moving forward, but the values of authoritarian regimes are?
Isn't it time for us to view the world through the lens, frankly, of the beginnings, the early stages of a geopolitical conflict?
Senator, I share your basic analysis.
Blinken told the senators, if we fail to support Ukraine at current levels, we run the risk of opening Pandora's box, sending a signal to other countries, including China, that similar aggression is tolerated. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Anyone admitting they're gay could face life in prison in Uganda.
Singing and cheering in the Ugandan parliament as Africa's toughest anti-gay laws are voted through. Many countries outlaw gay sex, but in Uganda, simply identifying with same-sex attraction will be enough to send you to jail. There are a whole host of new crimes, and some offences will be punishable by death. Member of Parliament Musa Ekweru.
We will have our morals. We will protect our children.
The law has been widely condemned by human rights activists.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Utah has a new state flag after two signatures from the governor.
The state's leader signed a bill and an executive order Tuesday formalizing the swap and designating the old flag as a historic state flag. The new state flag features a large yellow beehive, the state's symbol for industry, also its motto, at its center with red, white, and blue running horizontally in the background. The white section in the center also makes pointed crests reflective of of the state's mountainous terrain. The governor's executive order allows both flags to be flown in tandem at the state capitol. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The Dow now down 132. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.